Tony Award-winning actor John Rubinstein is a celebrated Broadway film and television performer. He's also a director and musician. He has originated the title role of Pippin and won acclaim for Children of a Lesser God, with additional major stage credits from Ragtime to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, plus film roles in 21 Grams and Being the Ricardos. After, I believe, 5 decades and counting, Rubinstein remains a commanding presence on and off the stage. His recent solo turn as Dwight D. Eisenhower in This Piece of Ground has toured widely to big-time critical praise. It is no accident that director Patrick Swayze chose to open the 2026 Sedona Film Festival with a performance of This Piece of Ground. The solo historical masterwork underlines the fact that the festival Swayze has curated for 22 years and counting now tells stories that bridge mediums, including cinema and live performance. Rubinstein and This Piece of Ground is scheduled for February 20th, 7 p.m. at the Sedona Performing Arts Center. This is Susan Vibrock. Tell you right inside now for the Sedona Film Festival. Honored to be speaking with John Rubinstein. Again, John, thanks so much for joining me.
It's a total pleasure to be with you, Susan.
Thank you. As mentioned in the intro, under Patrick Swayze's leadership, Sedona umbrella now includes programming across the calendar that blends film with live performance, which means his curation reframes the festival around storytelling rather than a single medium. But word on the street has it, there's another reason for your debut in town, and that's personal. Your long-term ongoing relationship with two of the festival founders, Laurie Seymour and Joe Stone. Please explain further.
I went to UCLA as a freshman many years ago, and one of my earliest and closest friends was a young lady named Laurie Gould, and she and I did a wonderful musical, an original musical together at UCLA that very first year. I was the boy and she was the girl. And we've been friends ever since. We've lived near each other as neighbors. And I've been very, very friendly with Laurie and her husband, Chris Seymour, since they moved to Arizona. And she is mostly responsible for setting up this performance coming up on Friday.
Thank you very much. You originated Pippin. So how does sustaining a solo historical drama like This Piece of Ground compare to carrying a musical?
Well, you know, it's not dissimilar. Obviously, the main differences are as playing when I'm playing Eisenhower, I don't have to hit any high notes when I'm playing Pippin 50 some years ago. I walk around all day long wondering, will I have the big notes for the big songs? So that's the main difference. The other main difference is that Eisenhower, This Piece of Ground, that's the name of the play, is just a one-man show. So I don't have any other wonderful actors, singers, and dancers to play and work with during the evening. It's just me. And that gets sometimes challenging, lonely, but it's a brilliant play, and I can't wait to do it again for you in Sedona.
Thank you. Why Eisenhower? Did you find the script, or did the script find you?
Script found me. The director, Peter Ellenstein, who directed this production, had worked in Kansas, and he had read some quotes of Eisenhower, and he thought, oh, I should put on one of Eisenhower's plays as long as I'm working here in Kansas. Realized that there were no plays about Eisenhower, so he called his dear friend Richard Hellison, a wonderful playwright, and said, what about a play about Eisenhower? Richard wrote this one, and they got me to do it.
Clear and simple. So what was your entry point into our 34th president? Was it voice? Was it posture, psychology, or politics?
I guess I would have to say it was his voice. I'm old, so I grew up during the Eisenhower presidency. He was elected in 52, and I was 5 years old. He left office when I was 15 in 1961. So I remember him very well. I even met him when I was a little boy in the White House. And our conversation went exactly as follows. Hello, young fellow. So I remembered very well how he talked. And he talked very similarly to a man that I got to know much later in my life, who was a high school principal in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And the two of them sounded almost exactly alike. So I started there with the sound and cadence of his voice.
Thank you for that. So after living inside Eisenhower's mind, what of Ike's leadership qualities did you come to admire most?
I would have to start with his humility. And that might be, that choice of mine might be colored a little bit by the terribly sad situation that our beloved United States are in at the moment with the man who sits in the White House, to whom the word humility probably never even enters the conversation, either in his mind or from anybody else's mouth speaking to him. Eisenhower was arguably the most powerful man in the 20th century. He basically defeated Hitler in Europe, and then he started NATO, and then he was president of Columbia University, and then he was president of the United States for 8 years. So all during that time, his main goal and purpose were to help make people's lives better. And he was humble about it. He wasn't in there for the power and the glory. He didn't want to run for president. He didn't want to be in the military. But he landed in both of those spots due to circumstances, which are illustrated in the play. But once he got into those huge positions of power and influence, he used it for the good. That was his goal. Help people's lives improve. And I admire that most of all.
Thank you for that, and amen. Is there a moment in the production when you feel the audience collectively leans in?
Well, there are many, many, many of them. So I can't really pick one, but I have that to answer your question with yes. But there are many.
Okay, that's fair. Now let's get a bit personal. Growing up in the presence of your father's music, did you feel you were inheriting a calling or searching for an instrument that was entirely your own?
Well, neither. I never thought of myself in either of those kind of ways. But, you know, just like anybody's parents, when you grow up in a certain family, your dad or your mother do these things to make a living or to amuse themselves. You as a child, you see that, you learn it, you become a part of it. My father played the piano all over the world. I traveled with him a lot. I heard him play in the house, practicing at his recording sessions and in his concerts. So, yeah, I inherited music by osmosis. It just was in me. So I became a composer of film scores and so forth. But also, my parents loved to go to the theater, and they took us children with them very, very often. And I grew up in New York City, where the theater was the thing. And back in those days, a kid on my allowance could afford to go to the theater. You can't do that now if you're a kid going to high school and grade school.
Yeah.
So all of that conspired to make me want to be in the theater. So that's what I did. And I benefited from watching my father be in front of audiences all my young life and middle life too. But it wasn't something that I considered my calling due to him.
Terrific. Thank you for that very clear answer. Finally, what are you looking forward to most about coming to Sedona and opening the festival?
Well, this is a fraught political time. It's months before the midterms. The country is in almost complete disarray. People are terrified. People have no sense of what is happening to our government, to our system of law. Everything is being challenged and some of it flushed down the toilet. To stand up in front of people and they get to listen to the words of and hear about the life of this president, Dwight Eisenhower, I think gives people not only inspiration, but the idea that, wait a minute, and he was a Republican, you can be a president of the United States, you can be a Republican, you can be given all kinds of challenges and responsibilities, and you can meet them in a good, positive, intelligent, constructive, and again, I repeat, humble way. And so I'm excited to come to Arizona, which is a very important state in all of our elections, and allow some people, at least those who come to the theater, to hear these words and to think these thoughts and to leave the theater with perhaps a stronger feeling about what comes next.
I totally applaud that answer. Thank you very, very much. This has been Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out for the Sedona Film Festival, and I've been honored to be speaking with John Rubenstein. Again, thanks for your time.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
Likewise.